to me. When they get across the sea every chance, when that Washington lands in France.
I say, hold now, sugar baby.
Now, mama, don't you weep and moan. Uncle Sam got your man and gone. Now he done that limber across the sea. Now, mama, how can it be? You went way across the sea. Keep on doing that Lindy Bird with me.
Oh, babe, now I done told you.
If I had my uniform on, I could lend it sure as you wrong. Then I'd do that Lindy Bird across the sea. Gayola, I said, mama, let me play it on your controller. Then I'll do that Lindy Bird with you.
I say, hold now, sugar baby.
I asked her for a piece of banana. She said, I play the blues on your piano. Then I'll do that Lindy Bird with you.
And welcome to the show, everyone. You're tuned in live to WFMU. Mike the Barber here, sans DJ Mac tonight, with the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program coming to you live every Tuesday here in Jersey City, just across the pond from New York City, with original ragtime and pop music from the first quarter of the 20th century, so much more. Going to have an all-black artist salute this evening for the next hour. We started off with Memphis Jug Band with a Lindbergh Hop. This is Fess Williams.
By golly, I'm feeling ribbly. By golly, I'm feeling divlet now. You deep to that, you're the kind of a gal I've been saving for. The kind I've been saving for. You're the kind, my love, I've been saving for. And how? Watch you quite a while like your style. Now listen, you little aggravator. If I do, come on you. First you'll have to see me later. Cause, oh, by golly, I'm feeling devilish. I mean, I'm feeling rebellious. By golly, I'm feeling devilish now. Makes me feel devilish. And you know, folks, when when you're feeling devilish, it's a kind of a peculiar feeling comes over you that's hard to explain. It's one of them inward, inexpressible, outward, all-overishness feelings. And then up your back, something peculiar comes stealing. And then, right then you're feeling devilish.
Thank you. one of mine for reason. Who rolls the arm below her knees and spreads the bones who she please? Why, that's two of my for reason. And when she uses garlic, eat them grated cheese, why, I get a weakness down below my knees. Now, folks, I told you this, my mind's at ease. Why, that's all of my for reason. Let it be.
Everyone's got their reasons. Banjo Ikey Robinson and his Bull Fiddle Band featuring Frankie Half Pint Jackson out on vocals in the front. Fantastic. Dubbed Half Pint because of his short stature. He's only 5'2". We heard Jelly Roll Morton before that one in the year of 1926 with the Black Bottom Stomp, one of the first ones that he recorded originally for the Victor label. That was out of Chicago, September 15th of that year, featuring George Mitchell on cornet, Kid Ory on trombone. You had Morton, of course, on the keys, Johnny St. Cyr on banjo, John Lindsay on bass, and Andrew Hilaire on the drums. For those taking notes, that was recorded at the Webster Hotel out in Chicago. We heard Lindbergh Hop starting us off, of course, just after the transcontinental flight of Charles, and that was done in 1928. Song that I was talking over when I introduced you this evening to the program was Fess Williams and his Royal Flush Orchestra with I'm Feeling Devilish from 1930. Mike the Barber here, and this is the Ragged Antique Phonograph program coming to you every Tuesday evening here on WFMU, WFMU.org, or if you're local, 91.1 FM. Usually I'm with my DJ partner, Mac, but Mac had a previous engagement this evening, so I'm a la carte for you this evening. If you want to send an email, go through my website, MikeWillCutYou.com. Let's continue right along here, and going to have a bunch of different black artists spanning a couple different decades this evening for you. Got some blues singers, some females, some males, some trios, duos, and quartets. Going to have a leather lung vocalist and beyond. I don't even know what I'm going to play. But let's go back earlier first. Let's go to 1915, still in the midst of the acoustic recording era, and the biggest black star of stage and soon to be screen and the recording studio, of course, Burt Williams. Let's go to a comedic number that he did in that year called Indoor Sports, and pay attention to the lyrics. It's if you listen carefully, you hear the sports that he speaks of is really just furniture and articles around this man's house that is being hurled at him by different family members within his home.
When Dad gave up $2 for his marriage license fee, he really had no idea what an athlete he'd be. To gain his reputation, Daddy did not have to roam. We hold all our Olympic games right in our home sweet home. At indoor sports, no family can beat us. At indoor sports, they're all afraid to meet us. You don't know what you're missing. Pick the fat up right away. Why, Daddy missed the iron by an inch the other day. But then Mama threw another, so there's nothing left to say. And it all comes under indoor sports. Ma says, stop that graphnola. Dad should do as he is told. She yanked the record off with silver threads among the gold. She threw the disc at Daddy's head and stopped the sweet refrain. Since Mama broke that record, Dad has music on the brain. At indoor sports, No family can beat us. At indoor sports, they're all afraid to meet us. Why, Daddy never does a thing to rouse poor Mama's wrath. Night after night, he goes along the same old beaten path. He gets beaten from the bedroom, through the kitchen, to the bath. And it all comes under indoor sports. When Ma puts on her carpet scent, she needs us, bless her soul. Dad gets the family record down, and then he calls the roll. We chose up sides, roll up our sleeves, Ma grabs the bureau drawer. Then we grab Mama's corset strings and have a tug of war. At indoor sports, no family can beat us. At indoor sports, they're all afraid to meet us. When Mama hollers, go, the sight's worth coming miles to see. With seven kids on Daddy's side and seven more with me, why, we pull her in from 54, sometimes to 53. And it all comes under indoor sports. One night a month, poor Dad is allowed to go to lodge. He don't belong to any. It's the same old marriage dodge. The lodge he goes to, all the members stand like they were lame. The password of the order is, I guess I'll take the same. At indoor sports, no family can beat us. At indoor sports, they're all afraid to meet us. When Father's turn comes to treat, you'd think he's deep and dumb. But of course he can find his way home yet, and I guess that's going some. At the door he sings, it's lovely, but the worst is yet to come. Now you know it's under indoor sports.
Thank you. has left his mama all alone. I groaned, my sweetie went away, but he didn't say where, he didn't say when, he didn't say why. I know I'd die, why don't he hurry home? I'm like a little lost sheep, and I can't sleep, but I keep trying to forget. My traveling papa has left his mama all alone. I groaned, my sweetie went away, but he didn't say where, he didn't say when, he didn't say why.
Bessie Smith in the year of 1923 with My Sweetie Went Away, recorded in New York City. We heard Wilbur Sweatman and his jazz band with his original Down Home Rag. That was a 1916 rendition of it, but it was written and being done since 1911 when it was first published. And, of course, he gives it his own clarinet glissandi, you know, through the short song. Sweatman was known in vaudeville for playing three clarinets simultaneously, and it sort of hurt him in later years because a lot of jazz historians sort of dismissed him because of that and thought it was too much of a as a novelty. But what's interesting to note is that all this recording from 16 predates the generally accepted first jazz recording by the original Dixieland Jazz Band by only about 2 months. So a lot of people do consider it a candidate for the quote-unquote, first jazz recording. We heard Mr. Burt Williams in there before with sans George Walker doing indoor sports. All right, let's continue right along here. Going to have some harmony groups just around the corner, but I want to do another jug band tune, and this is the Dixieland Jug Blowers with If You Can't Make It Easy, Sweet Mama.
Blame every man that is in this land living easy when he can. Now when he's walking around with a tongue down head, go to work with a willing hand. Now he never gets the idea in his head that all his days be bright. When his money runs low, he's got no place to go. Go to work with all his might. After a while you hear him say, when he gets 3 meals every day, if you see you can't make it easy, get your job and go to work. Don't be hanging around and carrying that, miss your meals when raggedy shirt. Says when you're missing your meals and you're missing your bed, we'll get beat to moan you then, kill you dead. You can't make it easy. Get your job and go to
Mm-hmm. boom, 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 boom.
Had an old lizard put her in the yard. I couldn't get her started cause she cranked too hard. Oh, my soul is
boom, boom, boom.
Oh, my soul, I feel much better if I could get to cranking the hole, just to cranking the hole.
Then poor old Lizzie was a good old soul. She made 80 miles an hour with the cranking the hole. It's
oh, my soul is oh, my soul, I feel much better if I could get to cranking the hole, just to cranking the hole.
She ran and she bucked, she jumped in a trough. Lizzie got hot and she soon popped off.
Oh, my soul is oh, my soul, I feel much better if I could get to cranking the hole, just to cranking the hole. Oh, my soul is oh, my soul is oh, my soul,
then I would
feel much better if I could get to cranking the hole, just to cranking the hole.
She riding very easy, when it's strictly understood. I got it all in and it sure cranks good. I mean it's
oh, my soul is oh, my soul, I feel much better if I can get to cranking the hole, just to cranking the hole.
I said, this, come here, Lizzie, looking awful sweet. Won't you let your daddy ride in your rumble seat?
Oh, my soul is oh, my soul, I feel much better if I can get to cranking the hole, just to cranking the hole.
I said, be sitting down here, sitting all alone. Come on, baby, let's go on home.
Oh, my soul is oh, my soul, I feel much better if I can get to cranking the hole, just to cranking the hole. Oh, my soul is oh, my soul is oh, my soul, then I would feel much better if I could get to cranking the hole, just to cranking the hole. Had no lizard put her in the yard. I couldn't get her started cause she cranked too hard. Oh, my soul is oh, my soul, I feel much better if I could get to cranking the hole, just to cranking the hole. La-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da, la-da-da. Oh, my soul is oh, my soul, I feel much better if I could get to cranking the hole, just to cranking the hole.
First you bring me joy, then bring me sorrow. Why, you're just here today and gone tomorrow. Why can I have you for my own? Tell me why must I stay here all alone? I want to go where you go, do what you do. Love when you love, then I'll be happy. I want to sigh when you sigh, cry you will cry. Smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north, south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you round, sweetheart. Hear your little old man. I want to go where you go, do what you do. Love when you
Josephine Baker on the show with Then I'll Be Happy from 1926. We heard the elusive and the long forgotten Virginia Four with I'd Feel Much Better. And you heard all those innuendos using metaphors with a Tin Lizzie early automobile as a conduit for sexual innuendos. We heard the Dixieland Jug Blowers in there in 27 with If You Can't Make It Easy, Sweet Mama. This is Mike the Barber. You're tuned in live to WFMU. And unless you're listening to the archive, then you're listening to the archive of WFMU. Thanks for tuning in. The Ragged Antique Phonograph Program coming to you live every Tuesday evening here. I'm without my DJ partner, Mac, this evening, so I'm filling in the gaps. And I'm playing an octopus with my eight arms, and I'm all over the place. But we're doing a full hour of early black artists in the recording industry. So rolling right along, we got Paul Robeson next, born back in April of 1898. It's too much to even go into. Shakespearean, his acting between his film work, his stage work, being blacklisted, graduating from Columbia Law School. I think he was the third African American to be accepted into Rutgers College, sports star, and so on, so on, so on. Of course, his biggest hit, thought of in 21st century, would be Old Man River, but I'm not going to play that one because it would be overplayed. So I want to do another one that he did, Tender Love Ballad. But I do want to say about that song, a couple years ago, they had, I don't know if they still do this, but they do Broadway by the Years. And I saw one in 1927. And it's just, it's not a story. It's just a show of different singers doing all the pop songs in 1927, which was a big year. It's the same year Old Man River came out. And there was a performer who I forgive, you got to forgive me because I don't know his name. If you do the Googling, maybe you could find out who that actor was. But he came on stage and he sang Old Man River in the way it was sang, meaning that there was no microphone. He didn't use any microphone. There was no electrification for his voice. He sang it the way they sang it back in the day. Sans megaphone, even. And he just belted the hell out of that song. And it reached, and I had crap seats. I was in the way back. I was solo. And it was fantastic. It was the best part of the whole 2 hour thing. And I enjoyed all the other songs. But yeah, I mean, to sing that in the leather lung style of Mr. Robeson was incredible to hear. And let's hear this one that he did, though. It was from 1931. Strickland wrote it. My Lindy Lou.
Lindy, did you hear that mockingbird sing last night? Honey, he was singing so sweet in the moonlight. In the old magnolia tree, busted his heart with melody. I know. Thank you. feel that south wind blow last night. Honey, he was kissing you sweet in the moonlight. Blowing from the old bayou seemed to say it loved you so. Honey, that's the way I love you, my Lindy Lou, Lindy Lou. I'd lay right down and die, and die. If I could be that winner kissing you.
What do you think? I'm a bounder when the snow starts to fall. I'm a bounder for the town that I love best of all. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreaming seas, there's a garden of Eden. That's what I mean. Where three old babies with flashing eyes, salted in the wind in the side. Stop. Oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Oh, stop. You bet your life will linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Oh, I want to go to New Orleans. Yes, I want to go to New Orleans.
I'm telling you,
I want to go to New Orleans.
Thank you, honey.
I want to go to New Orleans.
I want to go to New Orleans. Stay a while in the city of New Orleans, my child. Oh, where the people want to go and stay a while in the city of New Orleans, my child. Where the people want to go and stay a while in New Orleans.
Oh, what do you think?
I'm
going when the winds are blowing, and I'm going strong right down to New Orleans.
No, I ain't going east, and I ain't going west. I ain't a heading over the cuckoo's nest. I'm
gonna put the down there to holler. Well, what do you think of Mr. Winner, Mr. Bat? The nights are going long. You know it's New Orleans.
Now,
what do you think I'm doing when I'm doing what I'm doing all that long? You're backing up your
car.
Stop. Oh, won't you give your man a fair a big smile?
Oh,
stop.
Thank you.
Oliver's Creole Jazz Band in 23 with Just Gone. In the band, of course, Oliver, Louis Armstrong, Honoré Daughtry, Johnny Dodds, Lillian Harden, Bill Johnson, and Warren Baby Dodds out on drums in that 23 recording. Had the Charioteers in there with Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. It feels hotter already in the studio, and actually, it's always hot. It's always too hot in the studio. Paul Robeson with My Lindy Lou. And his leather lung vocals from 1931. You're listening to the Ragged Antique Phonograph program here. If you want to follow any Instagrams and Twitter and all that social media stuff, you could check my DJ partner, Phonograph DJ Mac, or myself at Mike Will Cut You, MikeWillCutYou.com for emails and beyond. Celebrating a bit of Black History Month this evening here with a full hour of black artists in the early days of recording. All right, let's go now to 1925. I promised someone that I'd be playing Edith Wilson on the program as a request came in earlier. And I have a duet that she did here with Doc Strain. And this one is one that Sophie Tucker popularized, but there's a lot of heart in Wilson and Strain's version of this. This is from a Columbia label, March of the year 1925. There'll be some changes made today.
Listen, honey, didn't I hear you say there'll be some changes made here today? You know you said you'd always be true.
What woman could be true to a man all broke up like you?
But, honey, I believed in you and that ain't all.
Right here, brother, I see I got to let you fall.
Let who fall?
Why, your disappointment has changed my mind.
But now some changes in me you are going to find.
Now look here, long lean brother.
I'm looking at you.
I have to get you home.
Well, talk on.
Why, you must remember, honey.
Remember what?
That you are getting old.
I'm just in my prime.
Old age and youth.
Where's the youth?
Me. Don't mix so well, you know.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's why I'm thinking.
Thinking what?
That I better let you go. Why, I thought I was living.
You is living.
But I just found out.
Found out what?
That since I've been with you, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Why, I've just been camping out.
Do you hear this woman?
Just like the tide changes in the deep blue sea.
Uh-huh.
Look out, long lean, brother. There'll be some changes. Made in me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a fool, boy. There'll be quite a change made.
Now listen to me. You know I made you what you is today.
Yeah, but I ain't satisfied.
I stopped you from washing clothes.
Don't put that out.
I bought every stitch you got.
See?
Yes, and oh, everybody knows.
No, now.
Now there'll be no change in numbers. You walk and talk. Gonna be the same.
You tell them.
You are too young to think of dying. Don't you try to change your name.
Oh, baby, don't hit me.
Now I hope you paid attention to each and every word that I said. Else you wake up some of these mornings and you find yourself just dead. So get your business straight and have your folks your funeral arranged. There'll be flowers and you won't smell them on the day you make your change. Now don't you be no fool. There'll be no change.
Thank you. fire. You feel blue, you feel sad, and it's the best pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time, now don't regret it. Oh, baby, look what you're doing. You're trying to drive me to ruin it. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Alfonso Trent and his orchestra with After You've Gone in 1935. Years earlier, we heard Edith Wilson with Doc Strain. Just on the cusp of the electric recording process, there'll be some changes made. Sophie Tucker had popular applause to both those songs, actually, paired up nicely. All right, we got 10 minutes left to go on the program. I know it comes and goes so fast. There will be more African-American artists to be played next week when DJ Mac returns, and we're going to jump even a little bit further into some more hot jazz tunes. I want to use the last 10 minutes appropriately and talk about Roland Hayes, who, if you follow my Instagram stuff, you may have seen I wrote a little post about the tenor Roland Hayes. Basically, he was rejected by concert managers because he was black. He had enough savings, though, that he rented Boston Symphony Hall with $400 of his own money in the year of 1917. $400 in 1917. That was a lot. He promoted his own concert. He printed tickets. He compiled a mailing list. And his show toward the end of that year was an unexpected success. After that, he convinced the Columbia label to let him record his serious songs. He was classically trained. And at the time, classical music was not for the African-American artist. The record producers and even the managers, as well as the people who would stock store shelves for records, were convinced that it would just not sell and it wasn't going to be allowed. So he had to put up a lot of his own money. And he had some moxie, too, because he went in and recorded some stuff that Enrico Caruso recorded. But he put the money in for the studio time. He began selling his own records, and supporters learned about him. They assisted him across the country in selling these records. Eventually broke through as an international artist and performed in the 1920s. And we're going to hear one of those songs that he recorded, an aria from Pagliacci from 1918. Here's Mr. Roland Hayes.
Man, my brother. Times I was a fed. You went out, stayed all night. Do you think that's treating me right? Call you should not do it at all. Shouldn't do it at all. Shouldn't do it at all. I'm feeling these troubles. I'd be stood in that thing night and day. And your mama stood around for a while. Chuck it just ripping down the sound. Deacon Jones gave him the praise. But religion is one of it. But he even gotta stop your stuff calling to be stood in that thing. Night and day, night and day. I mean, I'm standing loose. How do you turn that thing? Night and day. Getting sick and tired the way you do. Got mama going to pies and you. Rain group of dust round your bed. Wake from morning, find your own self dead. Call you should not tell your song. Shouldn't tell your song. Shouldn't tell your song. I'm standing in trouble. How do you turn that thing? Night and day. Yeah, be around. Just caught the flu. Satisfied, jumped in bed. She spoke and spoke like this. Shake shoulder, can't shake your feet. Shake nothing, mama, but your wicked knees. Call you should not dare to talk. Shouldn't dare to talk. Shouldn't dare to talk. I'm steady to do. I need to turn that thing night and day. Oh, be it out.
That will do it for another edition of the Ragged Antique Phonograph program here on WFMU. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you come back next week. We rounded out the show with Crippled Clarence Lofton in 1935 with Strut That Thing. And then we heard Mr. Roland Hayes back in 1918. If you want more information, you could go to either Phonograph DJ Mac on Instagram and Twitter or myself at Mike Will Cut You, MikeWillCutYou.com. We will see y'all next week. Here, same time, same channel, Tuesday, 8 p.m. And that's it. I'll say Max 19 night. I'll say my au revoir, but never goodbye. And until next week, ta-ta. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Spread your stuff, boy, you won't do nothing different. Take walking babies from
dust clear. High up on the red rock stands the shadow with the spear. Dust.
The spirit enters into me and I submit to trust. Smash the radio.
Outside voices here.
Smash the watch. Smash the camera. The rhythm is around me. The rhythm has control. The rhythm is inside me. The rhythm has my soul.
Asleep. The walls of the room seem to alter angles, elongating and shrinking alternately, then twisting around completely so that he was on the opposite side of the room. A trick of the light and too much caffeine, he thought. Then came the knock on the door. This sound was the same dark brown tone as the wood of which the door was made. At first he thought that he'd imagined it, as it would not have been out of place with the other strange hallucinatory events of that night, but then it came again, only heavier this time, but with a sense of real urgency. So pulling himself up and stepping through pools of moonlight and shadow, he made his bleary way across the room towards the door, and slowly, apprehensively, raised the latch.
Rising, goats and monkeys make a choice.
tried to will himself back to bed. He wanted desperately to feel the reassuring crisp white sheets once taken for granted. To be back home, safe as houses and protected by walls covered in familiar patterns. And even wallpaper had become sinister to him. He remembered staring into the paisley prints and seeing a repetition of skulls. At night he would listen to the click of heels on concrete outside and try to imagine the facial features of the unseen figure. He would always see his own face, and now the realization of this prophecy rang terrible and true. For at this moment it was indeed his own feet that filled the shoes. Shoes that no man would want to wear.
Search for another search. Let us